That's better.
Warden, two ladies would like to speak with Mr. Chandelier Chagrin.
Chevalier Chagrin.
Chandelier, they said. Anyway, I told them we didn't have anybody by that name today.
There he is, the dear, at last.
Ladies, Frosh, leave us alone, please.
All right, Warden, but if you need any help, just yell.
I know you must be surprised at such an unexpected visit.
I'd not hope for it so soon.
But we have a favor to ask you.
What my sister means is that you seem interested in her tonight. Last night.
Oh, yes, indeed.
So I came here to confess.
Confess? You came to the right place.
You see, I'm not what I appear to be.
You're charming, and that's enough for me.
What my sister means is that she is really an actress.
What is not can still be.
That's what my sister meant, and that's why we came to you.
So?
In your position, you could easily help her.
In my position, I doubt it.
But you're a nobleman, and noblemen can make actresses.
To put it briefly. Oh, I am a chambermaid.
A chambermaid? But you said you weren't.
Well, I am, and Mr. Von Eisenstein is my employer.
Von Eisenstein?
Yes, and this is the favor. Since you have a chance, will you put in a good word for me with him?
About what?
He knows that I went to Prince Orlovsky's party in his wife's dress that I borrowed without her permission. I beg you, I ask you, will you speak to him for me?
So you won't lose your job?
Of course not, so that you will make her give me the dress. It looks so wonderful on me.
You expect too much. Your mistress will dismiss you on the spot.
Oh, it can't dismiss yourself anyway.
Tell the truth. I decided to let myself be developed for the theater.
A very natural development, of course.
Isn't it so? I know, because a nice, distinguished gentleman developed me in the same way.
Have you talent, too?
Have I? Not one.
You should see how I do.
another room.
There's only number 13, free.
Well, for heaven's sake, put them in number 13.
For keeps?
Anything. Get them out of here. Ladies, would you mind waiting in the reception room?
Number 13, the reception room.
Oh, yes. It's my lucky number, too. My extra special favorite prison. Throw me the prison where you get a chance like this so early in the morning.
Marquis's getting impatient. I may as well let him in and get it over with. The truth will come out sooner or later.
Good Lord, you're the last person I expected to see here. What's the matter, Chevalier? Did they arrest you for disturbing the peace? I thought you were in pretty good shape when I left you last night.
Come on, tell me. I'd rather you tell me first what you're doing here.
Oh, seems like you're having tea. Looks like a good idea. May I join you?
Please do. That make yourself right at home.
Well put, my friend. For as a matter of fact, I am at home here.
You? I think I'm more entitled to say that.
What? Just because you got here first? Oh, come, old boy. Don't be so childish. What are you in for?
I'm not in for anything, if you so quaintly put it.
Then in devil's name, what are you doing here? Visiting a relative?
Your point is well taken. Much as I loathe it, my friend, I have a confession to make.
You too?
Yes. To be frank, I am Franck, warden of this jail.
Oh, I like your frankness. My. That is a good joke. It's marvelous.
Unfortunately, it isn't a joke. It's all in bitter earnest.
Oh, come now. Are you so awfully drunk that you really think yourself a warden, prison or otherwise? Here, have another cup of tea. It will make you feel better.
All the tea in China won't change the fact. You don't believe me? I'll convince you right away. Franck?
You called, sir?
Yes, seize this man.
Delighted! Shall I toss him in irons or what?
You can let him go now. It was just a joke.
Very, very funny, I must say.
That's enough. You can go.
All right. Just let me know if he gets obstreperous.
Well, what do you say now, Marquis? Have I convinced you?
Oh, indeed you have.
Well, I must apologize for having used such drastic means.
Oh, you're the last one. I'm the last one you should apologize to, since you do have a perfect right to lock me up.
What do you mean, Marquis?
And stop calling me Marquis. I'm not a Marquis.
You go too far, Marquis. There's a limit to noblesse oblige, you know. You don't have to strip yourself of your rank for me. Have a dart.
Oh, don't mind if I do. Thank you. I can't strip myself of something I've never had. I'm no more a Marquis than you were a Chevalier.
Oh, come, come, Marquis.
No, I mean it. I am Gabriel Eisenstein, and I've come to serve my 8-day term. Now, will you have the goodness to show me to my cell? I could do with a little nap.
You're marvelous, Marquis. What a splendid joke, and on the spur of the moment, too.
Oh, how so?
Very clever, but unfortunately, it doesn't work.
Well, it does, too, because it happens to be true.
Oh, no, it isn't. I can prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that you're not Eisenstein.
That I would really like to see.
It just so happens I personally arrested Eisenstein last night before Prince Orlovsky's party.
Well, how nice for him. Where and when, please?
19 Grisinger Straße, 2 flights up on the dot of 10.
Not bad. Was he at home?
Very much so. Sitting comfortably in his dressing gown, having supper with his wife.
In my dressing gown? With my wife?
With his wife. Never before have I been more reluctant to perform my duty. It was positively touching the way they kissed each other goodbye.
Kissed each other goodbye?
Yes, have a dart.
Don't mind if I do. Where is this Eisenstein?
Cell number 12.
I must see him immediately.
I'm afraid that's out of the question. No one is permitted to visit the prisoners without a permit.
Oh, there's another one. Things are getting livelier and livelier.
What are you talking about?
Another young lady at the door.
Lady?
Oh, yes.
What does she look like?
Well, she's all done up in veils. But looking at her from every angle, I guess she's pretty. Anyway, I let her in. Warden, it's only fair to tell you it's getting awfully crowded.
All right, all right. I'll worry about that later. Sufficient unto the moment. My friend, will you excuse me?
I'm going to have to lock this one up. She's just going to have to take her chances with the rest of the crowd in number 13. Excuse me.
So there are two of us. Miss Alter Ego had dinner with my wife. Oh, Rosalinda, Rosalinda, after all I've done for you and the way I trusted you. This news makes me very sober. I don't need another cup of tea. What I need is a permit to visit myself and have a few violent words with me.
All right, Mr. Flynn. Just wait here. I'll go down to number number 12 against Mr. Eisenstein.
What's the idiot talking about? You're here.
Oh, you be quiet. And besides, I'm not only here, I'm there too. Which reminds me, what are you doing here, you justice-perverting worm?
How dare you speak to me like that? You sent for me.
Oh, I did I?
The messenger said most specifically that you wanted me urgently. He dragged me out of bed before dawn, my dad.
Well, that's because Eisenstein is a jackass.
So you're finally coming around to my club.
Jackass, I mean the other jackass. Oh, well, you wouldn't follow me anyway. As long as you're here, you might as well save me some time and red tape. Change places with me.
Change places? I don't understand.
Hand me your wig. Oh, never mind. I'll do it myself. You come back tomorrow morning, we'll talk things over, you idiot.
Dr. Glenn, here's number 12 who wants to talk to you. There's no one here. Nonsense. Maybe you can't see Blend because he's Blend. You know, Blend is a bat. Blend is a flater mouse.
There's no one here.
Nonsense. This word, I brought him in here myself. That's funny. Usually things appear when I've been drinking. First time something's ever disappeared. Have a look in the ante room.
This is turning into a appalling adventure.
Everyone seems to have deserted me. I'm a man without an audience. Heavens, can it be that I'm not deserted after all? The comforting angel has come to minister to me in my poor prison. Why, it's just like you, Robotar.
Equalapina! You've no time for that now. Listen to me.
I listen.
You must leave your service.
The enchanting thought. I must say the idea has been in my mind, too, during the last 12 hours.
My husband will be here any minute.
Not too good, is it? You should see me as a Radames or Krishna.
What a fantastic spectacle.
He
surely did behave disgustingly.
Going to a ball in Prince Orlovsky.
The rascal.
May I help you, madam? And you, sir?
Who the lady of guilty?
If the tale were rumored.
place.
I've heard enough. Have you gone mad? Your time is up.
Are you retreating?
What does this language mean?
Transgressors, taste my fury. At last, vengeance is mine. You stand before your jury. My name is Eisenstein.
This name is Eisenstein.
Yes, yes. I'm the one who has risked. You're the one who I've envied. Heart at last to see your daughter dead one day.
You're the one who I've
enchanted. I'm the one who has risked.
Through this chair you have the key, and upon the word approach, Oh, my God.